This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Real quick at the top here, and at the risk of repeating myself, this was another bad day for Wells Fargo CEO John Stumpf, yet another in session in front of irate members of Congress, including Representative Gregory Meeks, Democrat of New York.
You just talked about you fired 5,300 employees. When you found out that they were doing something wrong, they were fired.
Correct.
Because they were doing something wrong. Well, something is going wrong at this bank.
Believe me when I tell you those were some of the gentler things that Congressman Meeks and others had to say today. Mr. Stumpf, for his part, said in response that he serves at the pleasure of the board, a board of which he is the chairman, it should be said, and that he plans to lead the company through this scandal, although he did not use that word, scandal. Wells Fargo aside, at least for now, banking in the global context bubbled up into the headlines today, specifically Deutsche Bank and a phrase none of us want to hear again, credit default swaps. Deutsche Bank is under some pressure from the U.S. Justice Department, you might know, which is looking for $14 billion in penalties related to the bank's behavior during the financial crisis. Problem is, Deutsche Bank's market value is only about $17 billion, which gets us to this. Bloomberg News reported today, and the caveat here is everybody remain calm. Bloomberg reported today that a bunch of hedge funds that do business with Deutsche Bank have become uncomfortable with the bank's situation and that the cost of insuring their transactions, those credit default swaps, has spiked. Lehman Brothers. Anybody remember that? Oh, and also, did I mention today is the day in 2008 that Congress voted down the TARP, the big bank bailout, 777 points down on the Dow, 8%. Think about that.